Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Professor Richard Epstein, the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. Is someone I go to whenever the Wuhan lab leak story comes up, because that is an unsettled matter from 2019, all of those years in between now on the other side of the pandemic, is still value in determining what happened and who did it and why it was covered up and why, if it's the wet market, we don't have evidence, and why, if it's the Wuhan lab, we don't have evidence. An article in the Wall Street Journal within these last hours. Behind closed doors, the spy world scientists who argued COVID was a lab leak. Wall Street Journal headline. Subhead. The idea that the pandemic's origins lie with a research facility in China was once labeled a conspiracy theory. Richard, a very good evening to you. A conspiracy theory. That reminds me of, it's like a golden oldie. That was the Biden administration's opinions of anyone who raised his or her hand or brought forward reason to believe that the WHO investigation, the only one we know that actually visited the Wuhan lab outside of Chinese authorities, concluded without convincing argument that it was a wet market. However, since then, the wet market theory has come under criticism. Because in the 1,000 miles or so between the bat cave, said to be the fertile ground for the virus, and Wuhan, no other wet market, none other in all of China, had this same problem. Just the wet market in Wuhan, which was within easy walking distance of the Wuhan lab that we know had done research for years on bats and viruses and the possibility of an outbreak. Good evening to you, Richard.
Yes, and it's a pretty bad story you're about to tell.
FBI. Man by the name of Bannon. Jason Bannon, FBI headquarters. Bannon had been told by his superiors to be on hand in case the Federal Bureau of Investigation was asked in 2021, early Biden administration, was asked to join a top intelligence community briefing for the president. The White House summons never came. In other words, the FBI was not invited to the meeting that determined that it was the wet market and not the lab leak. Bannon, the Wall Street Journal identifies, is a PhD in microbiology. He joined the FBI after the September 2001 attacks in New York and Washington, when the agency bulked up its expertise to deal with the threat of germ weapons, toxins, and other weapons of mass destruction. But, writes the journal, for more than a year, Mr. Bannon had spent most of his waking hours on the COVID-19 virus that had seeped out of China in 2019. What's important here is that Bannon had advanced the single theory to the DNI that it was a lab leak, not the wet market. And yet, Bannon was not invited to the White House meeting that determined it was the wet market. And Bannon, now retired from the FBI, is the informant of this story for the Wall Street Journal. Richard, I know this is something that you've come across many times in these last years, and I do not mean to frustrate you, but I bring this forward here, having resolved the 2024 election, knowing the next administration will be open to reopening the case of the Wuhan lab. Do you find value in looking one more time at the Wuhan lab? Good evening.
I think the answer is you have to be prepared to do it if you think the previous studies have been shoddy or deliberately skewed in order to make it appear as that's the obvious could not possibly have happened. What one has to remember about this is that the Biden administration, in some sense, began before January 20th, 2021, because Anthony Fauci, and others like Deborah Birx inside the Trump administration were, to my view, Fisk columnists who essentially served the same kinds of progressive ideals that were done by the Biden administration. And so what happened is during that particular time, we had the well-known episode in which three prominent scientists, Jay Bhattacharya, Anup Gupta, and a guy named Koloff, all of them said that as far as we're concerned, that when you start to deal with this drug, it's treated like another kind of situation. You don't go and take alarmist steps, which are not going to be justified under the circumstances. And when they put that thing out, there was a very strong response from both Fauci and Francis Collins to say that we have to discredit these fringe epidemiologists. These were people actually stating standard theory about the particular subject matter in order to make sure that everybody understands that this was a natural event and not a lab leak. Well, once you start with that, the Biden administration gets a head start. And once it gets a head start, it's going to ask the people it knows before it asks the people it doesn't know about what's going on. And Fauci and Collins had the strongest possible interest in making sure that this was a natural event, because all the work that took place at the Wuhan laboratory on so-called gain-of-function research, how it is you can intensify viruses so they can be truly deadly, was done in close cooperation with activities that took place inside the United States. There were visits back and forth between people, and there were very strong suspicions that some of the substances that were developed in North Carolina were illegally shipped out of the country through third-party intermediaries into the hands of the Wuhan laboratory. And if that was in fact the case, if you said this was a lab leak, it would necessarily call into question both Fauci and Collins and all the other people who were involved in this particular kind of research.
And that would be the kind of evidence that the FBI could develop. If the narrative that you're advancing is accurate, there would be evidence of that at North Carolina. There would be people in between North Carolina and Wuhan who would have
reason. Once you know what the suspect is and what the thing is, it's easy to go back and unscramble the omelet and figure out who said what to whom when under these circumstances. There was also evidence that you did not mention that if you looked at the structure of the particular molecules that took place, there's something known as a double furan bond. Don't ask me what that is, which is widely understood not to be able to occur in nature, but only to occur in the laboratory. And this virus had that particular feature. So I recall, this was now a couple of years ago, that John Wade, who had once been the science reporter of one of them for the New York Times, now working at the Manhattan Institute, came to my friends and myself at the Chaos Club and started in very deliberate and halting fashion to talk about what the evidence looked like on this. And by the time he was done, you know, an hour or so later, it was, to my mind, 99.9% sure that this had to have been a lab leak. It could not have been a generalized kind of harm.
This is Nicholas Wade you're talking about?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, Wade has since been excoriated, I gather, by other people.
No, he was denounced as a conspiracy monger.
Well, I mean, understand that. But the key thing to understand about this guy is his political credentials, if anything, are center-left, coming through the New York Times. He switched over on the strength of the evidence. This was not a conspiracy. And when you started to ask him the questions, it turned out this was one of these things that the further you look, the stronger the case turned out to be. And to me, it was always clear that that had to be the case. There were two hypotheses you could have. There were 10,000 funny food markets in China all over the place. And there was one Wuhan Viral Institute. Why this food market? If it's going to be a food market, there'd be 20 of them. So what this guy was saying, in effect, is perfectly consistent that everything that was said before. And it's extremely difficult to understand the enormity of this, because what it does is it indicates the entire American healthcare establishment under the Biden administration was essentially deeply involved in playing politics with something which had enormous consequences for the health and welfare of the United States.
Let me read the Wall Street Journal report of these events. This is August 24th, 2021. First year of the administration. Strikingly, it's just about the time of the Afghanistan fiasco when all eyes are on Kabul and not on Wuhan. The dominant view, writes the Wall Street Journal, within the intelligence community at that time was clear when Avril Haines, the director of national intelligence, and a couple of her senior analysts, not named, briefed President Biden and his top aides on August 24th. The National Intelligence Council, a body of senior intelligence officers who reported to Haines and that organized the intelligence review, had concluded with, quote, low confidence that COVID-19 had emerged when the virus leapt from animal to human. So did four intelligence agencies. Low confidence is intelligence talk for we could be wrong. High confidence is we don't think we're wrong. Nobody ever says absolute. Nobody ever says absolute negative or positive in intelligence. Mm-hmm. It goes on to report, at that time, the FBI was the only agency that concluded a lab leak was likely a judgment it had rendered with moderate confidence. But neither Bannon nor any other FBI officials were at the briefing to make their case first to the president. Richard, you know the ways of the academy. You know the ways of government. If you're not invited to a briefing, your position, your opinion,
will never
get stated.
Yes,
is going to be regarded as also ran, already judged inadequate.
And everybody who was involved in this from top to bottom was on the side that this was a natural event, and that this was a natural event. This is back in 2020, where once we get the vaccine, all our problems will be solved. And so they didn't think they had much of a price to pay because they believed they had a cure in their back pocket. That was delusional. Vaccines are extremely difficult to develop, and it takes years to practice them. And this was not only a vaccine, but it was a vaccine of a novel type, which had never been developed or tested. The assumption that all the people inside the Biden administration had was that whatever the situation was on the ground, the vaccine could only make it better. The actual operation turned out, I think, to be the opposite. There was strong evidence that it interfered with something known as the ACE system, which is designed to purify the body with various kinds of waste material, that upset the various kinds of immunological defenses that the body, in a very scripted sequences, develops to deal with foreign agents. And this, of course, is perfectly understandable. You get a brand new technology. It's using a total different kind of methodology. And that somehow or other, you could assume that when this thing goes awry, it's just going to disappear. It's just crazy. It can clearly cause all sorts of collateral damage. So what happens is you get these two things going on, and then we have to add to this a third. You remember back in May of 2020, Fauci and company were given the charge that a drug known as HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, might be an effective remedy.
Right. There were all those anecdotes accusing people of bad, what did they call it, misinformation, something like
that.
Yes,
and what happened is there were some studies that were run which turned out to be fraudulent about how this stuff was bad, and then there was ivermectin. Which was also
another one. Richard, there was an atmosphere of fear in the country at that time, so that anybody who stepped out of line from the official case was regarded as hostile, was regarded as somebody to be castigated and thrown out. That's when Facebook was routinely blanking out anybody who brought forward dissent.
Yes, I mean, you're looking at somebody who was on the dissenting side. But in May 20th or something like that, they just said, we're not going to allow these drugs to be sold. They don't even have the authority to ban them. But in order to ban them, they had to say, well, we've got something out there that's really effective, but they had absolutely nothing going on. And if you look at the profiles of both HCQ and ivermectin, they've been in use millions upon millions upon millions of times with very few of any discernible side effects. And negative effects, when they come out, if they're going to come out with your treatment, they're going to come out with some other treatment that went before. So the only thing you really have to worry about is not a risk of harm, but what you have to worry about is the question of whether it's going to be effective.
So I want to get back to why it is that the White House was not receptive to other opinions. Would it have undermined their authority in some fashion? How does it dissent in the room? Why would you not want dissent if you're a decision maker?
Look, I've been asking the same question. Why is it that Fauci did this particular thing in banning two stuff, which he didn't have authority to, when in fact the arguments that were made in favor of the bans were preposterous? I can't figure out why it is that Biden listened to him. I know he's not very smart. He was always thought to be the dumbest member of the Senate.
But Trump listened to him, too, and so did the Trump administration.
Yeah, but Trump listened also to It was a more complicated situation because he also listened to Scott Atlas, who himself was against many of the
However,
particular...
when the Trump administration left office and the Biden administration emerged, Fauci was seen as the go-to guy for science.
It's absolutely, and basically Scott Atlas had been fired
and,
around November.
And dissenting
and so.
From Fauci was regarded as partisan hackery or misinformation.
Well, I can't describe it. I am not a professional scientist, but I spent an enormous amount of time looking at various diseases because I've been involved in this stuff since the swine flu vaccine of the 1970s and so forth, and have done a lot of work with respect to AIDS. And I just could not for the life of me understand what was going on.
It's nearly 2025. Why continue to refuse to listen to the dissent? Why today? Fauci's gone. Trump's gone. Trump is coming back.
Yeah, because A, we're going to have to make a series of decisions.
Wuhan's still there. The Chinese leadership is still there. Their hostility is now no longer argued by the establishment. They accept that they're hostile.
Well, either you decide that these guys were wrong, or when somebody like Jay Bhattacharya, who is the target of their wrath, takes over, these people are going to be able to come back and say, well, you know, Fauci had it right to begin with. So what you have to do is to make sure that the historical record is cleansed so that you could go forward in a more or less accurate fashion.
The result of their abuse of people like Bannon of the FBI, the result of that is that they're masking what China did. Why do they do that?
The problem about this is just the tip of a very complicated iceberg involving WHO, large numbers of other organizations. We don't know how many medical groups in the United States were involved. That's why you need to have a pretty thorough investigation to figure out what had happened. The evidence that we knew from the very beginning was not credible, that food source jumping over in some unspecified way can have that when there was a laboratory which had low security protections on what was known to be a viral intensification program.
And how
it is you could believe this, I simply do not understand.
And Bhattacharya is in the right position at NIH to bring forward that information we need from North Carolina. He's at the right place. We don't need China's cooperation to develop what North Carolina had and what happened to it. Correct.
We don't need anything to get to China and so forth. We'll never be able to punish them for what they did.
Right.
But it's perfectly consistent with everything else they've done anywhere else. They will commit all sorts of actions, never take responsibility for anything, and then flame all sorts of disorganization everywhere in which they have an influence.
All right, too many problems at the end of the year, too little time. We have to turn to lawfare. Professor Richard Epstein, heroically coming forward at the end of the year to comment on a story that will not go away. If this is a footnote in the 22nd century, fine. If it's a series of studies, fine. We can only guess, but it will not go away. The Wuhan lab is the suspect, and the FBI says, through one of its interlocutors, who's now retired, that the evidence exists. Let's see it. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.